It's time for your Stanley Security Solutions Locker Talk.
Reggie, how tough are these turnarounds?
It's tough. You know, just the body knows that on Tuesdays you're normally in bed, you know. So it's tough. So you're going to have to be dialed in. I think the team that that handles this turnaround the best is going to be the team that, you know, had the most success.
How careful do you have to be? I mean, you guys are on a roll 5-3. They're 1-7. How careful do you have to be to approach this game the right way?
I think you got to approach all of them the right way, no matter what the opposing, you know, team record is. You know, it's not like we're a veteran team ourselves. You know, we're young. We have to. We don't have the position to where we can come out lax or not focus. You know, we have to come out focus no matter what the situation is. So it's going to be challenging. With this young team, this is the first 9-1 o'clock game we've had, you know, so we got to make sure we take care of this as a make it as a business trip as all the rest of them and not a vacation.
Do you own one after one got away here?
I don't say own one, you know, we owe everybody, you know. We just want to take care of business, man. They came here to beat us at our house. We need to return that favor, so. And on top of that, it's a division game. We just want to keep winning as many as we possibly can.
Do you let these young guys even talk about it, the win streak, or even enjoy it, or do you tell them that's in the past?
I don't tell them anything. I think they're professionals. You know, they know what's up. Coach Arians did a great job in the team meeting telling them this ain't the time to be patting ourselves on the back, you know. It's the third quarter. We need to finish, you know, do what we did in the second quarter, like the third quarter. We need to stay focused, go out there and make plays, win games, and just play close football. That's all we can do.
Reggie, your last Thursday night game was a pretty big night for you. When you beat the Texans and the crowd was chanting your name, did you think that was probably your last home game as a Colt?
Man, let's not talk about last year, man.
That was at least a positive memory, though.
I had a lot of positive memories here, and they're still brewing. They're still going. So that's what we're going to focus on. Last year's gone. This is a new regime, as they say. We're going to do the new regime stuff.
Reggie, you guys have talked glowingly about Andrew ever since he got here last spring. But halfway through the season, is he farther beyond what you even expect?
Me, yeah. You know, I, as far as ahead of the curve, you might want to talk to Coach Arians about that, you know, but – He's done great. He's definitely came in and helped us win games, for the offense, putting us in good situations to make plays. Made some unbelievable throws, especially on the run. He's used his feet well, you know. So yeah, he's already gotten a record, you know. So he's doing some things well. Hopefully we can continue as receivers to continue to make plays for him and help him out a little bit.
What will stick with you from Chuck's speech on Sunday?
Just him being there, man, just being part of the atmosphere, just knowing what he's went through. Just giving the speech, just giving it to everybody after a win, you know. So whenever he's around, it definitely lightens everybody up. So we just want to continue to give him his medicine, give him his dosage every week, and that's to win games.
Reggie, with Andrew, with the third down passing the last couple weeks, has just been off the charts. I mean, I realize that down and distance are a little bit longer than what you guys want, but what's been the key on these third down completions and percentage?
Just staying in phase, you know. They're all third and long, so we want them to be third and, you know, 2-3, you know. But he's doing a good job, man. He's like I've been saying, he's been looking the gun right down the barrel. And delivering some good balls, some catchable balls. So a lot of time it's on us. You know, he's been doing his job. The rest is on us to catch the ball and get the first down, you know. So he's doing a great job, man. He's hanging in there, even under duress, he's moving around in the pocket. I know us coach players and fans, we're not used to seeing that much, you know, but he's doing a good job of using his legs and just keeping plays alive.
And using everybody. I mean, he's probably had 5 or 6 receivers in that stretch.
Yeah, and we're going to need that. We're going to need that. We're going to need everybody's participation. We're going to need everybody to chip in, especially with all these young legs running around here. You know, so We're going to need everybody to come and put their 2 cents in, and hopefully we can make a dollar.
You've seen this division rivalry since it started. How would you characterize it? What do you remember about the most?
It's always a tough game. There's always a battle. You know, these dudes are I don't want to speak for them, but I can imagine that this is not the way they wanted their season to go. So, you know, they're going to be pretty upset, pretty determined to go out there and try to turn some things around for the second half of the season. So it's going to be, the normal Colts, Jaguars, type atmosphere, type game. And just like all the other games, the team that makes the most mistakes will be the team to lose.
Remember the last one with 9 lead changes?
Say it again?
You remember the last one with 9 lead changes?
And hopefully that's a memory. Hopefully we can get a lead and continue to keep it. And hopefully we can start off fast and get things going and come out the second half and finish the game. We still hadn't put 60 minutes, together as a team. So hopefully we can get that done and get on that plane with jubilation.
Rich, why is Jacksonville so tough for you guys? In the division, they're always the toughest one.
I don't know. It's just the way the game goes. each game has its own identity. It's just the way it goes, man. Some teams know each other, better than others. So they do a good job matching up with us. They're a physical team. So you got to be ready. You got to be ready to play these guys, no matter what their situation is, no matter what ours is. So you can expect a hard-nosed football game.
How have you seen T.Y. progress over this first half of the season?
He's doing great. He's doing well. We need him to continue to grow and continue to get better. He's got a lot on his plate, with special teams and things like that. So just watching him, he wants to be real good, So you just want him to continue to do the things that he's supposed to do and stay in his books and just knock on wood, keep him healthy, And he's growing, man. He's doing a real good job. Hopefully he can continue to do that.